an oral history interview with Paula Reinhart conducted by Krista Reinhart on March the 20th, 1996 at the home of Homer Reinhart. The subject of this interview is his World War II love story. Okay, tell me about when you were born and who your parents were and where you grew up.
I was born in Rock Run, Alabama, in 1919. 13th February. I was raised in Rock Run. Well, lived in Rock Run. Oh, I guess 50 to 60 years. Rock Run. And then I moved to Piedmont. And then lived out here in Piedmont for the last 10 or 12 years. And around Rock Run there we born for 28 up to in the 50s, 1950s. Went to school at Rock Run. And we went to church on Sunday. We raised up in Rock Run Baptist Church there on Sunday. We went there. We didn't do nothing else. We went to church on Sunday. That's for sure. We were raised there. And we played ball, baseball, and a little basketball. But we played outside, didn't have no inside. What all we did do, we was mean back then, but we think kids mean now, but they good, South Florida.
So growing up in Rock Run, y'all just played a lot of sports, or what was it like? Did you have to work a lot?
Yeah, well, we had to work. Never did get to go to school, but just 2 or 3 months out of the year. We had to farm. Start farming in March and had to go out, drop out of school then, and then in the fall we had to drop out together to go out and farm. And we didn't get to go to school too much. We had to work all the time. 13 of us did. It was a good thing. But we were raised always on the farm.
When did you go into the Army and why did you go into the Army?
I went in 1944. They ended up 4, 6, 8, 2 years.
You were in the Army or what branch of service?
In the 66th. And I take my training at Fort Truck. I take my training at Fort Truck down there. We went overseas in the 66th Division.
What did the 66th Division do?
Well, there's an infantry division. Now they had MM rifles, bazookas, machine guns, you know, it's all things, you know, different kinds of guns, you know, different. Most of the time, I didn't see one rifle. Didn't like the machine guns at all, because generally over there, with the German people just racked the floor not fast, they hunted just to knock it out like quick, you know, and a rifle, they just, they was automatic, just to work fast. Well, after war was over, I was transferred over in the 42nd Division, Rainbow, it's called Rainbow Division. And I was discharged from the Rainbow Division. Come back home.
Where did you go when you joined the Army? Where did they take you? And did you fight any battles?
Yeah, we were in Lawrence, St. Missouri, pocket in Spain. When we left Boston, we left overseas in Boston, Massachusetts there on the ship. We stayed on here about 2 years. And landed in the forest plant. And from there we went up to Belgium. And on up then Luxembourg building in the upper forest plant. And then we got there, they turned us around and sent us back down to shipped us back down in lower around the Frank Reserve pocket where we had 50,000 Germans surrounded there. We guarded them and kept them in there until the war was over. That is when we come back to the Reserve. And that's where I was at when the war was over. And we got 50,000 Germans down there. was in 40, March, I guess, 45. Oh, it was over in May, I think. It was May of 45.
Tell me about how you first met Gertrude, where you first saw her, and...
Well, I was sitting on a little old bar. I was sitting outside. It was pretty outside. They had tables out there. And we were sitting there drinking some beer. Passed by, walking on the sidewalk, my heart down, you know. And I didn't think she'd probably understand nothing I said, you know, but she did. She turned around and looked when I called her. She could speak English. Now that's where I got into where they were talking to her, the things, you know. She could understand me, and I got into it. It was past her.
That in Vienna?
That was in Vienna.
When was that?
That was in 45, after the war, so they moved us to Vienna for the occupation. In Vienna.
So after you got her attention and realized she could understand what you said, did you go out or?
Yeah, I'd go, every evening when I don't work, I'd go see her. We'd get out, and go to the cafe, and eat her breakfast. I did go to the house with her and mother and sister. She had a sister. Met each other about every evening.
How long did you stay over there with Gertrude?
Well,
from the time you
met her? I met her. 1040, last, kind of last 45, I guess.
Summer 45.
And I left over in July of 46.
So how long were you in, over? How long were you overseas?
Well, I'd say roughly, so what, 15, 16 months over in Germany, Austin.
So, when you came home, did you come back to Rockran, and what was it like? Did things change?
Yeah, I come back. They built me a house at Rockran's place. I bought one at Rockran on something. They take the door down and carried it over and built me a home. But I bought some land for daddy while I'd overseas. Come back there, I had a house built. They built it for me. I come as farming, used to work there, 2 months ago. And men on, well, I guess, I think it's got to be.
When did you decide that you wanted to get back in touch with Gertrude?
Well, I got a letter from her after that back, and I didn't write her right then. Well, she sent me a picture of a son, George. And I kept it, and I wrote it once or twice. One of them come back, address unknown. The next didn't come back, or one of them come back. One of them did. I figured she maybe found her another boyfriend. So, I didn't write no more, and she didn't write no more. She just wrote one time. I wrote twice. One of mine come back, and I figured she got it, but she said she didn't. So I thought, well, I got back. In 89, it was.
Yeah,
88. 88. And she said she didn't get it.
So you only got one letter from her?
Got one from her. And one of the two that I wrote, one of them come back. I'm known that.
So how and when did you finally figure out where she was?
Well, I never did try to get in touch with her no more till George. I hear from George. That was in 88.
No, earlier.
Maybe in 86.
No, it was earlier. He wrote the letter.
Well, I mean, got back together. He wrote me a letter, you know, and then I wrote him one.
And that was when? Did he write you a letter?
I don't know,
maybe
85. Well, 85, 86, something along in there. And then we finally got together, though, in 88. we got conversation over the telephone. He had a telephone and I had one, you know. And so he come over here, hand in hand. He had it.
They came over in November 87.
Yeah, 87.
November 87.
Yeah, that's right. They come here in 87, November 87. Yeah. And they stayed one day. They come, just don't stay one day, you know. And go back because they figured they'd better all day, but they want to spend a week or two, you know, in the name. And from then on, while we stayed in contact with one another since that to the first time, communicating together, me and my hand over here.
How did you feel when you got to talk to her again? Were you excited or nervous? Or?
Yeah. Well,
you came into Austria in May 88.
Yeah.
That's when I saw him first time after 42 years.
And she didn't want to see me, I reckon. George, she was out in the country. We was in town there behind. And George and Ann had called out there and she was sick, didn't feel like coming, this and that and other. Maybe. I guess it was about a week before she ever come to town, you know. It's about 100 miles, I guess, out in the country. Maybe not or close to it. And she come up. But I never did say she was coming or what. She just happened up and was sitting there, you know. She come up and she went in the backyard and sat down at the table out in the backyard, you know. She sat down and Ann got noticed. Yes, she things are coming in, you know. She was down and come up like where I was at. I had a house there. And Ann says, hey, there's Gertrude's out here. She says, she's sitting out there at the table in the backyard. And okay, so I went downstairs, opened the door, and I was just sitting over there. I went over and sat down by her and spoke to her, and asked how she's doing. She wasn't feeling too good, and I raked over, you know. Give her a big kiss. She didn't fight back, you know. She pretty well looked like she liked that kiss. Whenever we got to start talking, you know. They got back together. You might could tell my whole life what went on.
Well, then he left, went back to the States, and in August he came back to Austria again and stayed 4 weeks. Then he said, well, would you like to come to the States? Maybe you like it. I said, well, I'll try it. And in November 88, I came to Alabama. I never have been in the States before. So I was flying all by myself and thought, now I'm 64 years old and I don't know what will go on here, you know. But everybody was nice to me. I liked it. I booked for 6 weeks and I stayed 5 months. So, yeah.
But when she come, she called, told me what she was wearing, so we'd know her, you know. We couldn't go so far in the airport there, you know. David was good. And I told David what kind of clothes she was wearing. All when she come around, I'd tell that her, you know. I said, there she is. In the crowd, no, there she come right there. David said, you sure it is? Her? I said, yeah, that's her. So come on out there. You know. We had a big bunch of roses. I carried a big bunch of roses. Out there, yeah. A dozen roses. And then with the men on, we've been together pretty well. Here
well, I always had to go back after 6 months, you know, as a tourist. So I went back and forth. And then he got sick, you know, he had this cancer. And I was afraid that I have to leave when he maybe is really sick. So we were thinking about getting married so that I can stay here, you know, and don't have to go back always. But finally we got married in 91, in Vienna, yeah.
And she's been staying over here as long as she wants to. We got her before she live over here without having to go back every 6 months, you know. So you can stay a year, 2 years, or don't have to go back. But start with, she had to stay, leave in 6 months' time, you know, just for security.